fantasy football. My notes out.
What?
What? You got all kinds of stuff hanging out today.
What happened?
I don't know, man. It's just getting crazy. Katie running around naked. Yeah.
We took the show on the road. We're at Greg and Aaron's house right now.
Katie.
Keith is not here. Greg and Aaron are here.
Keith is dead.
Aaron is for some reason refusing to like fix her microphone, so it's just pointed down towards the table, just drooping. So
she's having fun.
It's good.
Big day today. We just got back from a little polo, little horses with sticks down in Newport, rich people stuff.
Yep, we did that. Amanda Paul, unbelievable.
Oh my God.
She is...
She's great.
She's very good.
There was a lot of good ladies. It was girls versus guys. It was the champions from...
Gay.
It was the champions from Newport Women's and Newport Men's. And
more seductive than sex.
Ooh, yeah.
It was.
It was pretty wild.
I was told this was the Turkish airline final.
Yeah.
It was men versus women.
I didn't see any Turkish players there.
No, yeah. Turks.
No, it was all...
Except the guy behind us.
The British announcer might have been the greatest part of the whole thing.
It was all white.
At one point, he literally started playing...
the Tour de France.
Yeah, he started playing I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar. He goes, this one goes out to the ladies.
Mago, Amanda,
he was Kite. Very... He was very critical of the umpires.
Yeah, for sure.
One time, he was like calling them out.
They're referees.
No, I think they're umpires.
I don't know. But that one dude's horses like got hurt and he was like, oh, what's the delay of game right now?
Yeah, he was going after him.
The horse is fucking limping around.
He was
bro.
Doing it live.
A break.
But
when he played boys, in, when the boys scored and he played Boys Are Back in Town, that was pretty fucking epic.
I got the people going.
Yeah, I got juiced. I think Aaron was peeing at that point. Fifth time, sixth time.
Lots probably.
Of, a lot of peeing going on for sure.
I'm hydrated.
All right. Well, this is like the official Kessler episode. So what do you guys want to talk about?
Well, we started talking about, oh God,
nice.
You're fitting right
yeah.
in.
Yeah. Burp Jesus. Into your microphone.
Fucking don't burp in your microphone.
Burp into your microphone.
I was trying to fit in with Andrew.
But also like scoot your microphone
Andrew's
closer.
Andrew's been here for a total of 35 minutes and he's burped 9 times.
Point it towards your mouth.
She looks like she was in like that band that used to hold their, was it, they used to hold
yeah,
their.
Yeah, hold it upside down.
Upside down.
In front of their, yep.
I can't remember their 90s shitty band, but...
Yeah.
I'm just going to adapt. I don't need to change the surroundings. So, Katie's dead.
Yeah,
Katie is dead.
Yeah, Andrew's wife is had a blast today.
I strive to be like her, but she is currently dead.
She went hard early.
She went real hard. She had a blast, though. It's all that matters.
That's right.
And no one had more fun than her, which you can just say, if I was her, I'd say, fuck you to everybody, and beep that out for me next time.
In my moment of glory!
Yeah.
So we were talking earlier about
Lil Wayne.
Yeah, we love Lil Wayne. But our 90s/2000s AOL instant messenger names.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh oh. He's Instagram. Congested. Are you hungover with your congestion already?
Just so congested.
Alcohol
Greg
consumption
thinks...
is a good thing too.
That was a drop of Curtis's voice.
That was.
Did it feel like he was talking right
to
you?
Yeah, I got scared and
Curtis
looked behind me. Deli meat?
No, that's Dom.
This two name thing.
What, like
is
team
really
names?
Fucking with me.
Oh, like team names.
Yeah.
Username and team name.
Yes.
So like Deli meat.
Your
and
username
odd job squad.
Should be your name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pisses me off, especially Bryce. We'll get to that in a little bit.
But your team name should not be Team
Connor Air. Greg's my bitch.
Yeah,
I approve of both.
Oh,
James Connor sucks.
Oh my god!
I was really hoping she would just.
But
be like,
I need a spreadsheet of all these names.
Yeah, that's tough.
Deli meats.
Oh yeah, you don't know their names.
Okay, what's your fucking name? What's your fucking name?
I don't know your fucking name.
Yeah, it's tough.
And I don't know who you are.
It is tough. When I put the show doc together, I just switch back and forth because it's too confusing to stick with one.
I don't know what a show doc
is. Like before every podcast, I put together an outline of the stuff we're going to talk about.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. Well, you think I just come up with this shit on the fly?
I mean, your headphones say otherwise.
What would say otherwise?
Your headphones, I think she said.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Oh, you're saying like you I didn't put a lot of thought into like it?
You look like me junior year of college where I just played Halo.
I look like a fighter pilot?
I just played Halo every
day. Do not burp away from the microphone. Always burp into
Always
it.
Burp away.
Always burp into the microphone.
Pure athlete, yeah.
She is an athlete. She is very good at everything I've ever played against her except for badminton.
That's a lie.
You're not good at badminton?
I'm very good
She's
at badminton.
She's good at team badminton. She's not good at one-on-one.
No, that's a lie. Greg gets the downhill slope on our yard.
What? You don't like just switch sides?
Oh, tell me that's... Wouldn't that be harder if you're like... If I'm running up a hill me to too. Hit the fucking
nope,
birdie?
Nope.
Oh, that would definitely be harder.
No, it is not. Don't take a side.
Okay. Ankles could break.
We switched sides one time.
Never yep. lost.
And then the sun was going down.
And is that...
right in my eyes.
Is that Maury that says like... That is a lie.
No, Maury is known for you are not the father.
I know, but I think he also does
Which
that
Which we
was
could
a lie.
Also appear on.
Like, we, like...
How could we appear on that?
I'm not ready for kids, so you're not the father. Of any.
For sure.
Isn't that also Maury, though? Because they're like...
Block this out. We're going to edit over this.
We're probably not going to edit anything out of this episode because okay. it's super late on Saturday.
Can we talk about 90s Instagram names, though? Or sorry, instant messenger names?
I just can't get over the fact that I'm really worried that no one's going to be able to hear what Aaron's saying because her microphone is pointed at the table.
Pointed to the ground. I'm doing my best to lean in. I will never...
That was Cardi B.
Ow. Huh.
Surprise, motherfucker.
That's my guy. I love that. That's my favorite thing in the world.
You got any Theo Von drop? That's Greg's current favorite.
What is it?
The country guy.
Theo Von.
The mullet.
For some reason, real quick, I was thinking of Theo Greyjoy. Theon? Oh,
Theon, baby.
Theon.
Yeah.
For sure.
My dick fell off!
Yeah, that's favorite. Him.
I like to yell that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, 90s screen names.
So I started off, the first one was Krusty Krab 34.
Okay.
I was kind of probably too old for SpongeBob at the time, like good sixth but just grade.
Like, it was like a little homage to SpongeBob.
But I loved it. And so I was Krusty Krab 34, a sixth grader.
SpongeBob's
whatever.
Back in a big way.
Fuck yeah. And then I moved on to G Baby Kes. And I think that's the only one I had.
I don't understand how you can only have two.
There's probably like a couple in there that I just don't remember. But like for a week, like I love like the Astros or like Paul Pierce fan, something like that.
Did you start on AOL or was this all AIM?
I don't know. I started in fifth grade. What I was does in that fifth mean? Grade. No, my mom made me one because she yeah. wanted me to like.
Which, what was it?
AIM.
One Tooth Who's... McGee.
And one she, tooth?
Yeah.
And McGee?
She, and she wanted me to check on my brother.
You were the original One Tooth McGee? You didn't have a number?
No. What is that?
One Tooth McGee.
Your mom was just like, Greg, you're
she
gonna
wanted
be
me to check
One
on
Tooth
my,
McGee.
Yeah, and she wanted me to check on my brother, John,
you
who's like
mail.
6 years older
And that
than
was
me.
It.
Yeah, and she wanted me like to say like, what are you doing?
Cause he, oh, yeah, she like,
we
you
had,
were going to spy.
We were rich people. We had two
and,
computers.
And you had to message him ASL?
There's... I had to go in the
Aaron,
office.
Can you just
Age,
point the microphone
sex, location.
What? I had to go into the office where my dad worked,
yeah.
which is like outside. You had to leave the house, and my
John
brother was upstairs. And like,
ASL.
What's up? And
hey,
she was
John.
Like, don't talk to strangers, John. One Tooth McGee was talking to you earlier.
Did you ever like dig up any shit on John?
No. Were I mean, you... I found all kinds of shit in like his drawers when I was looking for porn.
You know, but I mean like when you were One Tooth McGee.
No, like he
Were
totally
you ever like, yo,
me.
Bro, let's meet up. And no, he was like, totally... okay, I live on this address.
No, he totally
17 Athol Mass.
I was probably talking like with full sentences instead of Mail. Like saying like, you are.
Huh.
I'm
such a grammar fiend. You're right.
I'm hella good at internet shorthand. Has yeah. that come up on this podcast before?
I don't know.
No.
I got caught the other day at work doing that.
What
I didn't
that
get
mean?
Caught. Like my boss was like, the "Fuck is you?" Like I did like a internet shorthand on a, like an official fucking
no,
an official
like a business email.
Business email.
Yeah, you can't do that.
But like a business email that wasn't from me. It was like from the boss. I wrote his email for him, going out to like 1,000 people.
And you put a "you are."
Yeah,
you're gonna get fired.
Oh, for sure.
One time, as an English teacher. Greg asked me how to spell Afghanistan.
Yeah.
He's an English teacher. He's in the military. He should know.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, because I spent so many time there.
I laid in the middle of the road, just hoping.
What?
That would be the end.
Oh. That's, what movie is that? When they lay in the middle of the road?
Oh, The Notebook.
Yeah, The Notebook.
If I just lay.
If I'm a bird. It's me! You're a bird.
Will
yeah.
you just Definitely. Lay with me? So, all right. So just the three screen names then we got for you.
Yep.
Have we done screen names on this podcast?
We have not.
I swear to God we did already. All right, let's go to Aaron.
So the OG.
No one can hear you.
I think that they all can, but Greg's playing Instagram stories in his microphone. 7th grade, so like 04?
All right, see you, Greg.
04 was...
What the fuck is that? Why is
my
that?
My God.
Why is that in
Why
the
is
box?
That in your box?
This is
All right, so this is... You, the listeners obviously can't see what's happening. Yeah, tell
cap.
Us about it.
You don't know what this is?
Ninja Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles skull cap. Antonio?
Yeah, that's right. That's Antonio,
yeah.
The Ninja Turtle. Oh, man. Fucking Antonio.
It's Michelangelo, the single greatest
you
teenage
what?
Mutant.
Whatever.
He there's, loves pizza. You love
there's
pizza.
Just a box.
I also love pizza. It's the Italians.
So like we talked about, we're at Greg and Aaron's house. So I just have like a box full of shit for the podcast, microphones, everything else. For some reason, there
plus
is a...
Plus some beanies.
Plus a Ninja Turtle skull cap.
All your podcasting essentials.
Right. Right. So
plus some Teenage Mutant Ninja beanies. I could use another drink.
Aaron could use another drink.
While you're up, could you check Katie's pulse while you're also up?
You could do that too, but she's liable to be in a precarious situation.
So, continuing on my screen name.
Yeah, Aaron, I swear to God no one can hear you.
I'm pretty sure they can.
Okay.
I'm also a little nervous. Everyone's going to think I'm screaming because I'm just yelling my love star into this microphone.
That sounds much better. Yeah. Let it out.
Dumb Blonde 278.
That was your first screen name?
The 7th grade screen name.
Oh, no.
Was that your idea or was this
yep, fully my 13-year-old mind's great idea.
You like sat down at the computer and you were like, all
For
right,
sure.
Aaron,
yep.
all right.
Sat
what is
down
my screen
and
name?
Unfortunately, Dumb Blonde, just Dumb Blonde yeah. is already taken. So sure. I had to go for 278. Dumb Blonde 278.
Was that
278th?
Was that recommended by AIM,
no.
or is there a reason
no,
for the 278?
No. My favorite number is 27. My birthday is the 28th, so why not combine them? It'd be even better.
It's really interesting that like your favorite number is one place away from your birthday.
Yeah, convenient, super convenient. Yeah. It's telling me wonders at the roulette table.
So we started at Dumb Blonde 278.
Yep.
Where'd we go from there?
So then from there, it was really cool to do the whole SpaceX. So I became Aaron SpaceX Space Regina. No underscores.
Oh, wow. That's, I like
that. Very important. There were no underscores. The underscores were for the big slots.
Oh, no doubt.
Shit.
All right. I'm
Absolutely.
Gonna,
if I saw an underscore, hey, I knew I was getting fingers in.
For sure.
What?
I like that Aaron X Regina.
Ooh,
however,
shit.
No
That's
underscores.
Like,
I really need
no
to
O's
make
in
that
there
important.
Either. She wasn't
no
kissed,
O's.
She wasn't hugging.
No.
No.
Straight
There
kiss.
Was an
I like
X.
That.
It was a space holder. No XO.
That's like Regina Spektor is what that reminds
yeah,
me.
She's like a
right.
tough Regina. Not
this
like
was
a,
also right after. Okay. This is right after Mean Girls, Regina George. My middle name is Regina.
Reggie.
It shot me right on up to popularity.
Reggie.
Yo, Regina had sex with a gym teacher in high school.
Hell yeah. No, it was Shane Omen in the projection room.
Oh,
shit.
Wow.
I forgot.
Wow.
Wow.
It was Trent Pack who had sex with the gym teacher.
That you had sex with the gym teacher?
Incorrect.
Did either of you have any... staff members at your like high schools that had sex with students?
Probably Greg. It was Athol, if we're being honest.
But he got fired later.
You hear about that stuff all the time. And like, I just wonder. I just want to know. Like, I want to know someone who was in ninth grade.
No.
And bang their teacher.
No. I've never met the person, but I've taught it. I taught at three schools, and no one's done that.
Greg's ex-high school is no longer accredited.
That's true.
Okay. So,
here we go. We've been waiting for this literally all day.
Whoa. Before we get to my screen names.
Oh, we're getting to the teacher sex gate.
Yeah, teacher sex gate. So, one of the schools I went to for my freshman year of high school.
Westford Academy?
That's right. This didn't happen while I was there, but before I was a student there, there was a math teacher who, like, groomed students for, I guess, sex, but, like, by way of drugs. Hmm. Like serious shit. I'm not talking, like, she gave him weed.
What was she a teacher?
She was a math teacher. Hmm. She, like, got students, and next time Keith's on the podcast, he can correct me if I'm wrong here. She like got students hooked on like heroin.
Quick timeout, Greg. Julie Jaros has liked our picture.
Nice.
I don't know what that means.
That's Greg's MILF crush.
Oh, fuck. Show me some pictures.
I'll show you later.
So this teacher got these students like hooked on heroin, like
Jesus.
And then had like three of them over to her house and had like a lesbian orgy.
Hmm. Now you're were they all right? women?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Were they hot?
I don't know. It was before I was a student there, but she obviously like got arrested and charged
and
everything.
But Westford?
Like, this was Westford.
You guys talk about being students of the game. I am the f-ing game, JR.
Oh shit. Triple H. That was a live drop. That wasn't even on the soundboard.
Where'd you pull that from?
Twitter. It's a WWE like 90.
Twitter. All right.
How's that Pink Whitney? Shout out Barstool Sports. We can get picked
this
up on
this. Is called
there.
A Pink Whitney?
Yeah.
I purchased it.
Why is it called a Pink Whitney?
Don't worry about it.
Hockey player Ryan Whitney, part of Barstool Sports.
Honestly.
Got partnered with.
Just wasn't going to open it. It was just going to be a decorative piece.
Oh, way to go, asshole.
On our bar. But Greg opened it for you because you're his.
Well, so this is what happened. Yeah. Greg said, "You want some of that?" And I said, "No, it's not opened." Then he was like, "I'll fucking drink it." And then he opened it up.
Yep, it's vodka.
It's vodka.
It's vodka.
Maker's Marker Cranberry Vodka.
Mike.
At the bar earlier, Katie said to me, "What do you think like Maker's Mark is?" I said, "It's bourbon, whiskey, any of that sort."
Yeah.
That is correct.
That is correct.
All right, you
so
want to get?
We opted out.
You want to know my screen names?
There's nothing more in my life right. I would like to know.
All right. So, at the very
hold on.
Yeah, two
we
of you
all
are the slowest
think.
People.
Shut up. We have all voted
you're
that
dead.
It is something to do with a Mexican themed
oh, yeah.
food dish.
100%. There's some Mexican.
Talking about history. Talking about history.
No, that's like a. Why like would my screen name be like fucking Burrito Man?
I mean, it wouldn't. That's terrible.
No, but there's like an L in there. Like
what's
L
wrong with,
Guapo?
What's wrong with Burrito
there's
Man?
There's an L. There's a double L.
Yeah.
That is spoken as a Y.
El Olivo Lo Rusto.
I'm pretty
also
sure.
Not that.
Yeah.
However, it was something to really pull upon your pretend Mexican heritage.
Yeah, you're so fucking.
Have I ever talked about my idea on this podcast where like people's ethnicity should be determined by the food that they eat?
I've never heard that before.
Yes.
Oh yeah. So like you just ask someone like if that were the case, what would your ethnicity be? You know what I mean? Like mine would be, I'd be 50% Mexican.
Yeah.
And then probably like, maybe like 10% American. And you guys can just talk into the microphones.
Listen, I wouldn't have any ethnicity because I don't like eat anything.
Ethnicity.
We don't have none of ethnicity.
What's wine?
Depends where it was grown.
Washington State. So
then you'd be American.
Go.
That's from Washington? A Washington white?
Not
what are
the
you
best.
Drinking?
Nothing but the best.
Don't worry about it.
I like a good Pinot Noir from the Pacific Northwest.
Hell fucking Pinot yeah. Noir. That's the only thing I drink, motherfucker.
From Wisconsin.
That's not the
what? What? Why did you just say Wisconsin with a Mexican accent? From Wisconsin.
That's your name, Chorizo. 1, 2, 3.
Chorizo.
No. Mexican street corn.
No, my screen name was not Mexican street corn.
Give me a piece of that corn for later.
Give me a piece of that corn for later. All right, let's go to the beginning of time.
My name, Jeff.
This is when AOL was brand new. Computers were brand new.
They were not.
Internet was brand new.
What grade were you in?
Man.
The people need to know.
Maybe third? Maybe third?
That is a drastic exaggeration.
No, maybe third grade? I was
third grade, you had an AIN.
Yes. So let me tell you the story. So I'm in, I'm guessing it's third grade. I come home. I get picked up from Cub Scouts. I was in Cub Scouts with Dom.
Fucking Dom. Shout out Dom, man.
I don't know if Dom remembers this at all. I'm pretty sure he was in
I don't think Dom was allowed to be in Cub Scouts after the stories you guys told in the last pod. You guys sounded hella dangerous.
We did. We were. We were hella dangerous.
Hella dangerous.
One time.
I'm trying to assimilate to the California crew.
So Dom has three siblings.
He grew up on a farm.
He's the oldest. One time his, I want to say it was maybe his youngest sister. He was like carving a pumpkin or something. And she took the like pumpkin carving knife and like shoved it into the pumpkin. And it cut his finger like down to the bone. And he passed out. Just like some hella dangerous dudes. You know what I mean?
Hella dangerous dudes.
Hell dangerous. But so we were in Cub Scouts, got picked up from Cub Scouts, and my dad was like, oh, we got a computer. I was like, what's a computer? Yeah. So like I went home and we had this computer. It was like when computers and the internet were brand new.
Yeah.
And this thing came loaded up with Pod Racer.
I
wish Keith was here to talk about this. We had Pod Racer and we had And we had Monster Truck Madness.
You didn't have like Sims or Sims Town?
No. Pod Racer, Monster Truck Madness.
Did you ever play Sims?
Oh, yeah. I played Sim City. I never played Sims.
Wait. Here's how you can tell who you are as a person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
What was your first song that you ever downloaded?
Oh, fuck.
I remember mine. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
It's my life.
Oh,
it's
God.
Now or never.
Oh, God.
Could you please?
I don't want to live forever.
Please,
no.
Could you please download the
Johnny said he's in my way.
I'm going to need to sign
those.
That is
awful.
That was terrible.
Fucking Bon Jovi. My life.
Can I just say, for the record, I hate Bon Jovi.
6 years. Never heard him sing that.
That song's terrible.
I hate Bon Jovi.
Never want to hear it again.
So came home, we had the computer.
Okay.
At some point,
did you ever build your Sims into like 1 square foot so they peed themselves?
No, I just told you I didn't play the Sims.
But you played Sim City.
Sim City, but have you ever played Sim City?
No.
There's no like.
Do you ever play Roller Coaster?
There's not like
Tycoon?
Really. Oh, fuck yeah, I played Roller Coaster.
Yeah. You turned your volume all the way up so you could hear everybody puking.
Oh, made everybody puke.
Yep.
Killed people as much as I could.
That loop de loo where
you
there
do
was
like
no
roller coasters
they
where
just
they just shoot off the end.
Right up the top.
God, you guys are terrible.
Killed them all. You know played
what?
That. Played that with Mike Markhand.
You guys got to hire like 1,000 trash keepers.
Yeah,
that's all I care
sweepers.
About.
Oh, yeah. No.
As long as the place was clean.
No. I'd make.
And then hear everybody gag and then you go and sweep up their puke.
As long as the people are there cleaning, that's all I care about.
No. This is what you do. You start a park, you build one roller coaster that makes everybody puke. You don't hire any fucking people to clean it up.
Nope.
And you just let everyone puke everywhere until like it's overrun and then you just start fresh.
Vomit on all over the footpath.
All over the place. You just start over again.
Yep.
And I was like, oh fuck yeah, bud.
So my cousin comes over and they already have AOL. So we just get AOL. And so my cousin's like, oh, you need to set up a screen name. And this is not Bryce. This is the other side of the family. She's like, you need to set up a screen name. And I'm like, I'm not quite sure what that means.
For AOL?
For AOL.
Not AIM.
No. This is pre-AIM.
So this is an email address?
No, so AOL.
This was Andrew S. 15.
Could you instant message on AOL?
No, I think you needed.
You just had to have an
could
AOL.
You please chew that ice away from the microphone.
Yeah, the only thing you needed to have was an AOL account, and you could AIM.
No.
This was before AIM existed, though. This was strictly AOL.
So you had AOL email, and then you had to download AOL Instant Messenger to get your screen name.
No. You already... I don't think so. Because there were chat rooms on AOL before AIM existed.
But it was with your email.
Okay. So then this would have been an email. Okay. So she said, you need a screen name. I said, I don't know what that means. So she made it for me.
Sure.
So I take no ownership of this. I find it to be somewhat embarrassing.
Yeah, so it was Turo Faggot 19.
Turo Faggot 19 was my name, yeah.
No, so, 19, bro.
So my it's first that. Screen
my
name
a lesbian,
was Cookie Cow.
The fuck?
Which might be worse than Turo Faggot.
It was Cook, and then an uppercase E,
no!
And then Cow.
Because your last name's Cook, so that makes sense.
Right. Yeah. I have no idea why my cousin made it for me. Okay. I don't. Anyways.
What's her last name?
Sheffer.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know, but that was my very first screen name. Okay. I quickly, once I like got on
AOL.
Say that
again for me one more time.
Say it again?
Yeah. Cook E.
Cook E. Cow.
Is it the Y or not E?
Did you have the I E?
No. Listen.
Okay. Spell that out.
C-O-O-K.
Yeah.
And then an uppercase E,
fuck,
and then Cow.
What?
Okay.
So like lowercase Cook, uppercase E, lowercase Cow, Cookie Cow.
Cook a cow.
Any numbers?
Cookie cow. No numbers.
No, it could just be like
you were the first.
This I'm
because you were the first to ask
believe it or not,
think of that.
Believe it or not, Cook E Cow was not a super popular screen.
Can't imagine.
So
did you assimilate to cows?
No.
Or
so
cookies.
Once I like got on AOL and I was like figuring it all out and I was like, okay, I know what I'm doing here. I need a new screen name. Mm-hmm. So the first screen name that I made for myself, this one will also make a lot of sense to you guys. Dr. Chobobo.
Kid loves Chobani.
With that pre-Chobani yogurt?
This was way before Chobani existed.
Yeah.
I'm in like third grade.
I'm still very apprehensive you had a screen name in third grade.
Oh, yeah.
Sheffer used to do like a Chobani dance after the gym. Be like, Chobani!
Did
run around with like a Chobani in his hand.
Greg's
with,
never been awake while I've eaten a Chobani.
Like,
so
Chobani!
Do you remember Dark Matter?
Oh, God. We drank this like...
Oh, I fucking
Sheffer never worked
loved
out like
it.
For his entire life.
Loved
and then
Dark
like
Matter.
Junior... No, a senior year, you decided...
No, it was before senior year.
No, it was senior year because I was wearing the house. It was like
we were in the house junior and senior year.
But I was it doesn't matter.
It definitely started junior year.
So he like decided to get like yoked one day. Like just like, hey, can I go to the gym with you? And just instantly had way bigger gains than all of us and was like eating healthy and not drinking.
Well, you didn't eat microwaved eggs.
I wouldn't quite say that I wasn't drinking.
Well, you were eating a lot healthier than me. Like I was having
sure.
a monster
right.
and a like a breakfast sandwich from Cumberland Farms
and
a shot of vodka for breakfast.
That's right. Your breakfast was a breakfast sandwich from Cumberland Farms because it was literally a walk through our backyard to Cumbie's and then a shot of whatever alcohol bottle was in the freezer.
Yeah, but
that was your breakfast.
Always,
that was your breakfast.
And then a monster.
5:30 a.m. spin classes, comes home, hard-boiled egg, shot of whatever's in the house, and he's on his way.
There you go.
Look at me now.
Look at him.
Hot Greg Summer.
Hot Greg Summer. Deep into it.
Alcohol consumption is a good thing, too.
Yep. Thanks, Kurt.
Was that also Dom?
That's Curtis.
Kurt. Okay. I don't know who put the Rubinoff in our freezer.
Oh,
but there was always a Rubinoff in our freezer, so I could just like take a shot of it before we went
slimes.
To Army class every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Just take a shot of whatever it was for, before Army class.
We skipped over something, which is that me and Greg are on the podcast without Keith right now. This is the debut of Emotional Boys. That's our podcast.
That's all we need.
The Emotional Boys.
I think, honestly, we could get sponsored.
Let's do it.
I just think if we got some... We get Aaron on here once a month to air grievances.
Mm-hmm.
If Katie was still...
Aaron. There could be some...
What's your name? What's your fucking name?
What's your fucking name?
Yeah, it's Aaron. Okay, what's your fucking name? What's your fucking name? Thank you.
Yeah, Katie's like sleeping, we hope.
She's dead.
But just to add to the conversation, her first screen name was Banana Babe.
Oh, yeah, Banana Babe.
Banana Babe.
All right, but since
whatever.
She's not here.
So I was Dr. Chobobo.
I'll
that was the
it.
First one I made. Oh, you know the story?
To Katie's? Yeah.
She explained it.
She played for the Brimfield Bananas, some basketball team.
Yep.
So she thought it would be cool to be the Banana Babe.
Yeah.
Obviously, she was probably the only one, didn't need a number.
Probably made her a target in chat rooms.
Correct. And since then, has realized how bad Banana Babe sounds.
Yeah. That happens when you grow up.
I don't know what she became afterwards, but
yeah, I don't either. Speaking of chat rooms, so when I was Dr. Chibobo, I had like an online.
Hold on, we skipped over from Cookie Monster to Chibobo.
Cookie Cow.
Okay.
And then I made it Dr. Chibobo.
D-R.
Right.
Chew. Chew.
Ressa Ramon. Chibobo.
Okay.
Dr. Chibobo.
Why?
No idea.
Okay.
Not a clue.
Okay. Like,
not a clue.
Okay.
This is Greg's just like Googling shit and then putting his phone up to the microphone.
He's spamming my Spotify right now.
Not sure what this is. So Dr. Chibobo, when I was Dr. Chibobo, I frequented chat rooms. I was very familiar with the ASL.
Correct.
I was very familiar.
I never went on chat.
I see you lurking.
So you go on Reddit now?
Hardly ever.
Do I go on Reddit?
Yeah.
No.
That was not the issue.
That wasn't caught.
You ready for a recap from our Disney trip yet?
No,
I'm still going.
Fucking hurry up.
Chat rooms. Anyways.
Dr. Chibobo.
I had like an internet girlfriend.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Her screen name.
She was 67.
No.
It's probably a dude.
Her screen name was Kayla, but it was spelled K-A-E-L-A.
Nice. That's real.
Like, this is how early we're talking on AOL, that was available. I loved that girl.
I think that'd still be available. The fuck spells her name K-A-E-L-A?
Someone, right? She did.
I mean.
We'd get on all the time. We'd go on chat rooms.
Her name was actually
Christine. Talk to each other.
Sure.
Anyways,
sure.
That was my time as Dr. Chibobo. From there, I'm sure I had more that I can't remember. The next one I remember was, so Bryce had like business cards made up for this company called SPC, which was Shorty's Pimping Company.
Yeah, shit.
He had like business cards that had they had like red lipstick lips on them, and it said SPC, Shorty's Pimping Company, and whatever else. And so my next screen name I can remember.
What business was he doing? None. Brewery?
No, none.
Beer?
None.
Selling beer.
He would have been
pimping, honey.
He would have been what, in high school at this time then? I don't know. But so my next screen name was Mini Me SPC. Because this was right around the time that Austin Powers was tight. And then he had SPC. So I was Mini Me SPC, Shorty's Pimping Company. Real quick aside, Austin Powers, I don't know how old I was, maybe fourth grade, my birthday party, we went to see Austin Powers 2 in theaters. I think it was number 2.
Did Susie know what she was saying? Oh, yeah.
No, this is where it gets even better because Dom was there. Our teacher also invited and came and watched Austin Powers in theaters with us.
What?
To your birthday party?
To my birthday party.
Get the fuck out of here.
Our fourth grade teacher, Miss Berg.
Why?
She gave me a jar of pickles for a present.
Oh, that's a great
yeah.
gift.
Yeah.
This lady
not
just
Mrs.
went.
No, Miss Berg.
This lady went to see Austin Powers. There's so many like dick jokes in that.
With like her fourth
she gave
grade.
Him a jar of pickles.
With like her fourth grade student.
Wait, there was like a lot of you, or is it just like you and the Sheffers?
No, it was like me, Dom, like a handful of my friends.
So Dom's like hella deep in your life, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Deep pickles.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And then Miss Berg. Deep. Oh, this goes even further.
Is she hot?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean,
all right, R.I.P.
I was in fourth.
Do you think she listens?
I was in fourth grade.
I can tell you
she
every one of my hot teachers ever.
Oh yeah, Miss Carrion. She taught Latin.
What's her name?
Oh, Miss Carrion.
Carrion. Carry on. I'm gonna do all the drops for you today.
Yeah, she was real hot.
Fuck yeah.
Do you have that drop saved because of Miss Carry On?
No. That's for Carry On Johnson.
Oh, sorry.
Anyways, so that was Mini Me SPC. From there, I had.
So you wanted to be Dr. Evil?
I don't know. I don't know what
Is
I
that
wanted.
Your
I was a child.
Most?
I was a child.
Okay.
Did you guys ever get into the double screen names?
No. I don't know what that means.
Yo, I'm empty.
Yeah, you can just have this.
I'm slurping the sauce.
Can just have this.
What is
and
it?
I'll take that.
It's the same thing.
This is the same
thing? It's what you had. I don't need to mix vodka into this.
You guys, so you guys never got into the double screen name. So one thing you could do on AIM is you could make multiple screen names and link them together. So if you signed on, you'd be online with both screen names at the same time. And then people could like message whichever one they want. I don't know.
Is that a is that a burner account?
No, it's not a burner account because they're linked together. Account. So like when you sign on with one, you sign on with the other
but
at the same time.
Do they know your other screen name?
If you tell them. You know what I mean?
I think that's a burner account.
So anyways, I had two at the same time. One of them was...
What was your other one like, yo, tell Dr. Chibobo he's a faggot.
No.
And then you're like, oh my God, Dr. Chibobo.
Why would I be talking to myself with my two screen names?
Because it's a burner account.
No.
That's what they do.
So one of them was Kiss the Chef.
Nice.
And then like three spaces.
Yeah.
And then ER. It's my last name, Sheffer. So it was like Kiss the Chef. Right?
Yeah.
And then the one that was linked to that was
Did
like
you
my
spell chef S H
S H E F F and then like a bunch of spaces and then ER. And then the
underscores or spaces?
Spaces.
Good.
I wasn't a slut. Whew. Wasn't a slut.
As we've addressed.
Yes.
So then the one that was linked to that was like my primary screen name that I had I think throughout high school, which was AJS Lax 109.
Oh god.
So my initials, Lax for lacrosse, 109.
Yeah, we know.
I used
Lax
to have this bully
things.
In high school who like not high school, middle school. He like
bully.
He just totally hated me.
He beat your ass?
No, never.
Too bad.
Never.
Too bad. Too.
You were bullied.
But he used to take my name. He used to make a name.
What a loser.
And like make the same exact like so like Krusty Krab 34 and like put.
You were in high school when you
middle
had that
school,
screen
middle
name?
School, middle school. So like
Jesus,
or before I changed, I don't know, but he would
start at high school.
But he would put a space in it, so it would be like mine,
and then he'd message your like classmates, and be like, "Yeah, well, I'm a fucking loser."
Yeah, but to girls,
yeah,
but like ugly girls, he'd be like, "What's up, girl? You
want
to?
I
want
to take you to the dance."
Yeah, but so one time, the principal called me to his office and was like,
"Oh yeah, I got stories like this.
Like, why are you telling this girl you're gonna rape her Jewish ass?"
Oh no,
yeah, that's can't do that.
I was like,
"Can't do that, middle schooler."
Like, I don't even know a Jewish person. I don't know what that fucking means. And the principal was like, "I have a printout of hear you saying it." I was like, "What the fuck? No, I never said that."
Oh man,
and like it was just like a whole investigation, and it ended up just being like, "I'm like, that's definitely that kid."
Yeah, that happened to me in high school.
You didn't have juice.
Yeah, we only had one. So.
That happened to me in high school. I got called in the principal's office. No idea why. So I go down there, meet with the vice principal. He's like, "You know why you're here?" I'm like, "Nope, not a clue." And he shows me this like piece of paper, like a fucking piece of notebook paper. It's got swastikas drawn all over it. And then it has my name on it. He's like, "You do this?" I was like, "No, man, like if I was going to draw swastikas all this shit,
pizza?
Why would I write my
is
name on it?"
Pizza?
He's so like, "I don't know. Me. You tell me." And I was like, "No, I didn't draw a bunch of swastikas and then sign my name on the piece of paper and drop it on the ground." So then he like confiscated my backpack and started going through all my notebooks, like looking at other shit that
Did
I've done.
Yeah, swastikas on there?
I was a big doodler.
Hell yeah.
Like I always doodled.
Penises.
In class. No, not penises, but big doodler. So he was going through my AP bio notebook.
Fuck.
Big diddler.
Weird brag, bro.
Big diddler.
Humble brag.
No.
Andrew's taking AP bio.
Yeah. Me and Keith took AP bio together, if you can believe that. We were in
Hell
the same
yeah.
class.
Yeah. My high school admitted every other year, so that makes sense.
Yeah. So me and Keith were in AP bio. He's going through my AP bio notebook, and he gets to a page where I've drawn like mushrooms in the margin.
Andrew's taking anatomy and phys at the college level.
Yeah, I'm doodling some mushrooms. He's like, "What's this?" I'm like, "Those are fungi." We were discussing fungi, like if you look at the notes. So I was just doodling some. He's like, "You doing drugs?" I was like, "No, I'm not doing fucking drugs, guy."
This is why I left teaching.
And then
Andrew is smart. He's taking AP classes.
Yeah, you gotta play the X-Files drop every once in a while, you know?
Why?
Because this is an investigation.
What's a conspiracy here?
Bro, you draw in swastika.
My favorite drop. Aaron, you know what show's that from? Show
yes.
show that's from?
Still X-Files.
Yep. X-Files.
I listen to the podcast. I don't download it myself. But Greg downloads it, and he forces us to listen throughout the house.
Better. That vice principal played catcher for the Red Sox in the minor league system. That's the lie. End of that story.
That's a lie.
Fuck yeah.
Kiss the Sheffer, AJSX 109. Then I made a screen name. Actually, this was before then.
AJSLAX 109. Why 109?
Yep. I don't know. Yeah, just random ass numbers.
Do you like the number 10?
I think I was number 10 and number 9 mm-hmm. in like a couple Ooh, leagues.
Snap, number 10. Nice.
Mm-hmm. My main number was 8.
Oh.
But that didn't come till later in my life.
Nice. Okay,
but so then I became 10. 8 like basically through nice. High
we
school.
We sat at table 10 today because yep. it's my number.
Hell okay, yeah. gotcha. This is the best one I ever had.
Go for
I was
it.
In, I think I was a freshman in high school.
Yep.
I love MILFs.
Hell yeah.
That was my screen name.
It's a good one.
That was somewhat of a burn. That was so.
Did you, like, were you on chat rooms for that?
I was on it. Whatever you got to be on, just man.
Took that slice of Wait, pizza out of my mouth.
When we first met.
I love MILF.
I love MILF.
When L-O-V-E we first met, were we
or
only on.
I-L-U-V.
I think it was L-U-V.
It were we sure on was.
AIM still, MILFs. Or do we go to, do we trans? Were you on Facebook Messenger by the
way? No. This was AIM.
No, but when we met.
Oh.
AIM.
No, yeah. I wasn't doing AIM because my freshman year Here. Of college, I switched over to
Facebook Messenger.
No, I switched over to something that had a, Yahoo. Like a duck.
I don't know what duck is.
It was like a duck Wait. Mask.
Oh, shit. I remember
it was
that.
A messenger system.
Yeah.
My freshman year of high school.
No, college.
Yeah, my freshman year of college. Yeah.
Duck
yeah.
Commander?
Duck. I don't know what it was called.
I used to love Duck Commander. That was a great show.
I love MILFs.
Hell yeah, bro.
Somewhat of a burner account. Like, I didn't necessarily, I didn't tell everyone about that.
No numbers?
Nope, just no. I love MILFs.
You saved that for chat rooms, you thought, just in case?
I wasn't doing chat rooms at this time, but I would message, like, girls that I liked MILFs. In, like, high school.
Yeah, and she figured MILFs. That they were MILFs because they
and
were,
I would just
like,
be like, yo, what up? You know, like, say all the shit that
What's
I would say if
shut
I...
It?
Yeah. Like, if I was confident, I would have said in real life. Yeah, but I was like, oh, I can hide behind my I Love MILFs screen name.
It makes sense.
And just say totally all kinds of freaky shit.
I would have bought it.
So, I Love MILFs. I think that's, like, all I can really remember.
That's good, man. Glad you changed it up a lot.
Yeah.
Did you change your MySpace? Aaron and I were talking about this the other day. Like, I learned how to code because of MySpace.
Oh, I certainly didn't know how to code.
Like, I know how to code because of MySpace.
But, like, my MySpace was, I was
coding,
into it.
We mean, like, copying and pasting.
Oh, yep. I did that.
I code at work.
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I did that.
To get, like, the background.
Yeah, change your background, change your font
and
color.
The music and everything.
Get your music going.
And
yep.
just, like, copy and paste.
I don't know all the little.
That was, like, June. That was
like, I know how to add in the
coding.
Colors, the videos, yes. and everything.
Yeah, I did that.
Do that at work a lot.
I did
no
that.
No means do I think I could code and make an app.
I don't think I could make an app.
No.
But I definitely make a lot of like videos mm-hmm. and insert them into people's like web pages.
You don't think you can make an app?
No.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
All right. Yeah, man, so that's a good segue to our recap of our Disney World trip.
Okay.
So we got there day one. Beautiful day. We went straight to Harry Potter World. Harry Potter World was great.
Wingardium. I don't have that.
Also,
no.
it's not Disney. It's Universal.
Well, that day one was just Universal. So day one was Universal. We went straight to Harry Potter World. We wrote the new
it's
Hagrid
Leviosa.
Ride.
Leviosa. Stop.
Is that from the play we went to see?
Yeah. Remember that?
No. What was the play we went to see?
That like Harry Potter, but it was just like one dude.
Oh, that was terrible.
It was
about
great.
That. So then we rode all the Harry Potter rides. We did all the Harry Potter shopping. We had a blast. Drank a bunch of butterbeer.
Mm.
Got caught in a downpour. Had to buy new clothes because we were so
soaked.
Won
the wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah, Erin literally could see everything. She looked beautiful, by the way.
Oh, nice.
The dads loved me. The moms didn't.
Nice.
So then we went out to a restaurant. So we had a good time there. Drank some fancy drinks. Got pretty drunk.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Day two, we did.
I had 3 old fashions and mm-hmm. 1 tuna sashimi. nacho.
Nice.
A single.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we got pretty wasted.
It was a lot.
If I was drinking, I don't know that I'd be having sashimi.
Nor would
that was
I.
My fault.
But that's what Greg wanted.
I was so drunk at that
it
point.
It was Greg's birthday.
Like, yeah, let's eat some raw fish.
Nope.
Yeah.
Never. Ever. Yay!
No, like all the good restaurants were closed because of like an event going on. Mm-hmm. So we had to go to a sushi place.
How'd your tummy feel?
I felt great.
Honestly.
Erin brought me Fritos at like 12 o'clock at night.
Went
and it might
to
have
the
been,
vending machine.
It might have been
Fritos,
the best thing she ever
Gatorade,
did in our relationship.
One time me and Katie were in San Diego and she was really drunk and said she needed bread. And it was like 3 a.m. and I just wandered the streets of San Diego looking for a place to buy bread.
Did you get any?
Nope. Came back like 2 hours later and she was like, where have you been? And I was like, looking for bread. Literally just walking the streets of San Diego.
Erin would have got bread.
I would have had bread.
There was nothing open.
Nah, no, Erin would have figured it out.
All right.
Anyway, day two, we did the Magic Kingdom in a day. We did everything you could do at Magic Kingdom, every ride there possibly was.
Yes.
Erin had the map. We had the Go Fast Pass and
okay.
It was beautiful. I rode the, nice. The what is it called? The wet one? Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain.
Fuck yeah.
Sucks.
I rode it twice. I went back a third day later, though.
A third day later.
A third day later.
Like,
that's a good name
later.
For a book.
Hell yeah.
Third day later.
Shit. There you go.
Splash Mountain.
Suck.
That was the best. Splash
Mountain's
the best.
3 days later.
3 days later to Splash Mountain. So then Erin had a tantrum in the middle of...
I was hungry.
In the middle of the hot dog place.
I didn't have a tantrum.
What does a tantrum look like for
a
grown woman?
She looks beautiful. And
we were hungry.
Hungry and beautiful.
Greg stops and chats with every person.
Classic.
Like he's from the South.
I wish.
We had to do like 6 fucking interviews about how great our time was at Disney.
I forgot about that. Yeah, we did that. Anyway.
I will never, ever make eye contact with a single person. Greg's over here waving like he's in the homecoming parade.
Day.
Oh, how are you? Oh, we're having a great time. Thanks so much for having us.
That's like a North Dakota
accent. Yeah, he's also from there.
Day 3, we did Magic Kingdom.
So I was hungry.
And
all right.
Epcot.
That sucks.
So we did Magic Kingdom and Epcot, where we went to Epcot for the day. We tried everything we could try for food and whatnot, because it was the Food and Wine Festival.
Very nice.
So we tried all the food, and then we went to Star Wars World, where they had like the new Star Wars like rides and everything.
Yep.
And we tried the new Star Wars ride. We saw some of the sights. The Star Wars Village there was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I made fun of all the assholes with lightsabers.
Yeah, she has no idea what's going on with Star Wars, but she did a great job supporting me.
Oh.
Smiled and waved.
That's very nice of you.
She actually did a great job driving the Millennium Falcon, which is her job in the new Star Wars ride.
I thought earlier you were telling me she did a really bad job.
I never said that.
And that she like wasn't paying attention and crashed a bunch, and the engineers had to fix it up. And
the new ride? No. It's fine right here.
No one's going to hear anything.
I think they're going to hear me fine. You get like assigned a job. You have drivers, something and something. Greg and I were the drivers. I was
drivers.
In charge of going up and down. Greg had to go left and right.
Okay.
It was a marriage nightmare.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Where are you guys flying?
Playing Drake. The Millennium Falcon.
The Millennium Falcon.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So we start off. And you're supposed to go like left and right to avoid the asteroids. Greg's fucking driving
just
right into them.
Just smoking these asteroids.
Yeah. So it's been like 5 drinks in. And
yeah, we're
you
and
want
everyone's
me to
like,
not
"Boo!
React.
This guy sucks."
No, they're like 50. It's like 50-year-old women in the back.
One woman said that was the worst ride ever.
Shut up, Linda.
Where was she from?
I don't
fucking
know. She was like Puerto Rico,
Iowa.
Erin,
what's
my favorite fucking part of Hollywood Studios? What's my favorite thing that I made you do that you were like, this sucks?
The Muppets.
Wow.
I love the Muppets.
Fucking love the Muppets.
Love them.
So I have a huge fear of things in like the mascot costumes. Like
really,
I just don't like it. I hate kids. I hate crowds. I hate the heat. I love Disney.
This doesn't make
any
sense.
Nothing.
Nothing in our life does. No,
nothing ever makes sense. But I loved it.
Okay.
Love Disney. It's great. Greg says, Greg is a very low maintenance person. So if he ever says he wants to, whatever, but it's maintenance. If he ever like has an inkling or wants to do something, you know, he really wants to do it.
Yep.
So he really wants to go to the Muppets.
Why wouldn't you?
It's the greatest place on earth. They have one ride in the world.
It's a show. It's not a ride. That's what he kept saying. It's a ride. It's a show.
I want to do the Muppet ride.
It's a show.
It's all I wanted to do.
We sat there. Okay.
Sounds great.
So we have four drinks. We go. We get our glasses. Greg has his snooze.
Oh, is this 3D?
It's 3D.
Fuck yeah, it's 3D, baby.
You don't like 3D.
No.
Nope. You're not cheering.
Like you're not moving around, though.
But we got to go.
Okay.
We get there early. Thank God. So we wait for 15 minutes.
We fast-passed the Muppets ride.
We took a fast pass from the Muppets ride. Thank fucking God the line was so long.
No one was there. It wasn't long.
Okay.
So we get in there. It's great. Ha ha. We're laughing. What's his name? The monster.
Oh, he has a funny name. It's like Cherry or Jerry or Cookie.
None of those.
the big one with the giant face?
No.
He looks like a monster.
I think they all look like monsters. Greg's going to Google it.
I think it is monster.
No, it's not monster. His name's like Cookie or something like that.
We're watching the show. It's funny. Ha ha. All of a sudden, a live mascot comes out from behind the curtains.
It's a Muppet?
Okay, yes. It's a big hairy one.
A big hairy Muppet.
The big brown guy.
Yep. Yes. Pissed myself.
He's huge.
Straight up.
Yep.
Almost peed myself. And there's all these kids laughing, giggling, 8 p.m.
Sweetums.
Hilarious.
Sweetums.
Sweetums.
Yep.
I still don't think that's his name.
That's his name.
All right, 100%.
He worked at a used car lot.
Like Sweetums Candy Lot?
If you saw any Muppets movie, you would know that Sweetums worked at a fucking car lot.
Also, Parks and Rec has Sweetums.
That's true.
So, anyways.
Okay.
Greg tells me it's a ride.
Yep.
It's not a ride.
You're sitting in bleachers at this point.
Fucking play. 3D play. And then all of a sudden, I see in my glasses, Sweetums is running up the aisle.
He's fucking running, baby.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's a monster.
Pure athlete.
And I had to take my entire bottle of Xanax. I was so stressed. Ripped my glasses off. I'm screaming.
That didn't happen.
But he's not 3D, though.
No,
he's really there.
But I was... It was real.
I was terrified.
I ripped my glasses off.
Did you ever see either the movie or are you aware of the bear jamboree?
I feel like I am.
The Country Bears, the movie, the Country Bears.
We also had to see that.
We went to the Country Bear jamboree.
Why do I know this?
I'm trying to go on roller coasters.
There's like literally five
Maybe this
things.
Is at
I had to go
Disneyland? Because I've seen,
it's
I know
everywhere.
Exactly what you're
no,
talking
they
about.
Made a whole movie on the Disney Channel called the Bears Jamboree.
I know exactly what you're
so,
talking
yeah,
about.
So yeah, it's probably at the...
It's probably at
Disneyland.
You know how I like old-timey like banjos and shit? Like
oh
that,
yeah.
That's like their thing.
Yeah, I know. Aaron's just...
Country Bears banging her
head against the microphone. All right, great. Why do you keep playing random audio clips on your phone?
I don't want it to be too loud with like the YouTube channel like has like the commercials and stuff.
Okay.
Can we get like the look back weekend thing?
Are we ready to fucking
do this?
This is easily the longest episode.
So then we go and we enjoy all of Epcot. We enjoy all of. Mm-hmm. I think we went like so then we sat on the Lazy River. Nice. Newsflash: Aaron pees in the Lazy River.
All right,
she's unapologetic about it too.
Yeah.
Unapologetic.
Yeah,
pees in Lazy Rivers. Pees in hot tubs.
My feeling is, especially in public pools, they go every hour to check the chlorine.
I didn't see one motherfucker checking chlorine.
They did.
Well, if everybody just pisses in Aaron, it doesn't matter how
they're
much
gonna
chlorine
add more chlorine.
It's just piss.
No, they're going to add more chlorine.
It stops being water and it just starts being
the
piss.
Lazy River had sand at the bottom. It was
incredible.
So it was already dirty.
And at one point, I tried getting in a tube to get in the lazy river. And
Greg drowned.
And I was scared too. I was going to drown. Like, you know I suck at swimming.
So do I.
Greg is not a strong swimmer. There was one point where there was only one available tube, and he made me swim the entire lazy river. Nice. Because he's not a strong swimmer.
But the lifeguard kicked me the extra tube that was there.
Lifeguard thought Greg was drowning because he was like,
I get scared.
Did you have to put the blue thing on your boot at LDAC to say that you're a weak swimmer?
No, I was with you. I don't think we did.
I did.
He should have.
I sure as shit did.
Maybe I did. I did.
They put like a blue zip tie on the laces of my boot to indicate that I was a weak swimmer.
Well, if you did, I probably did then.
All right.
Because if you're a bird, I'm a bird.
That's right.
You're afraid of heights.
I'm not necessarily afraid of heights.
I couldn't go over the beam.
This is another episode story, but yeah, we're going to save that
one. That gets exaggerated.
It's not. I was there.
So what did you graduate high school with for your screen name?
I think it was AJS Slacks.
So you just dubbed the I Love MILFs?
That was college.
No. That was
high school.
That was my freshman year of high school.
You had dual names for...
Yeah.
Okay.
I had multiples.
All right. What about... So Katie and I touched on this briefly. Did you have buddy icons?
No.
Oh, at one point, my brother... Remember, to bring the whole thing full circle, do you remember how I said my mom wanted me to check on my brother?
One Tooth McGee.
My brother ratted me out to my mom one time because I had Notorious B.I.G. lyrics as my profile.
And he told your mom?
And he told my mom, like, it was like,
ladies call me horse, yeah, the condom filler.
Yeah, shit like that. It was like, I love it when you, I want to have my baby. It was like, there's ladies in the club tonight that we want to have in my baby.
Little brown hairs everywhere.
Yeah, and my mom was like, Greg, we need to have a serious conversation.
That was your profile?
Yeah. Also, side story here. We went to Newport tonight with my friend Brian. Brian had one name of all of AOL. It was B to the Diddy. And
his name is Brian DeFederico.
And it was always B to the Diddy from his entire life, from fifth grade to, like, I made it
admirable.
For him.
Admirable.
I don't think so. That lacks imagination.
He never had a profile.
Yeah, that's
fucked,
dude.
The staying power.
No, it's just like...
You've met him 1,000 times.
That's not commitment to the game.
No. As a girl, the mystery of him never having a buddy profile.
Away message was always just the fucking...
Buddy profile.
I am away from my
away.
Computer right now.
The four that you could choose from.
I am away from my computer right now.
I'm working on another email.
If your away message was not some emo song lyrics, then you're a little bitch.
No. It was either rap, hardcore, or it was emo.
My shit was so emo.
Like, mine was always I Pop Excellence up in Wayne's World.
My...
Fuck yeah.
My MySpace...
You're so lucky you had Lil Wayne for... Like high school Lil Wayne didn't come out till college for me.
My MySpace was so
you pop 'em because we pop 'em
fucking emo.
Yours was?
Oh my god! MySpace.
I had One Republic before One Republic was cool.
My MySpace profile picture was like me looking out a window of like a car.
Did you take it?
No. Maybe I did. I don't know.
Keith probably took it.
It was so emo.
Shit.
And like my username was like my name 100 million times. But
was
like
Tom in your top seven friends?
You always had Tom.
I don't think
top
I was even
seven,
friends with Tom.
Bro. What are you talking about? You only had five.
I don't think I was even friends with Tom. I think I kicked that dude to the curb.
No, that was the emo thing, was to keep him in.
No, I don't think so.
You gotta always remove the shorties in there so they always knew who
definitely
was good.
Gotta get the shorties up in there.
And then you get mad. Then the other one always get mad because be like, why is that girl your top five? Like, we're best friends.
Yeah. I just fingered her, no big deal.
Fucking fingered her on the school trip to the play. Let's get that little chew chains going.
That means
chew chains.
Let's get that little chew chains.
Listen, drunkie.
You ready to talk football? Let's do the last week look back.
Do you need
another
drink?
Oh, shh.
So big, I told her, look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it.
Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Then I put a fat rabbit on a crap medic. Honestly, I thought they said asshole so big.
Asshole.
But they actually just say ass so big.
That's right. Ass so big, I told her, look back at it.
Pop my
but
some bigger boobs and a
big
ass.
Asshole that was big.
You want to start with the massacre? The matchup massacre?
Sure.
Still
For once, was it me?
Oh my God!
All right, the massacre.
Shout out to Big Evan because we love you.
Shout out to Big Evan. The massacre, colluding Sheffers, which for Aaron that's Curtis, versus Galladay Road. That's Keish. Curtis had 133 points. Keish had 101 points for a margin of 31.6%.
Fatality.
So look, Curtis was the last ranked.
I need a water.
Aaron needs a water. Curtis was the last McMahon, last ranked manager.
McMahon.
McMahon. Vince McMahon. Linda McMahon. Curtis was the last McMahon. Ranked manager for every McManager. Week so far. And then he came out and he crushed Keish. So
no.
He started from the bottom, but is he here now? That's the question.
He is not. He's not here.
Aaron says no. Greg?
At the table, he's not here.
He is not at this table. That is correct. Greg.
I think Curtis can make a comeback. I think he has a better team than we give him credit for.
So you think he started from the
Greg's
bottom.
Greg's looking
but you
at his Instagram saying that.
I think Kerryon Johnson's better than he's seen. Mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. Devontae Adams is fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think mm-hmm. that's a turn on. He also Ooh. Has Michael Thomas.
What?
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Greg Olsen could be like a huge hit one day. Mm-hmm. So like his team.
What? He could be a huge hit one day?
Big turn off.
Like, he has not had a good season so mm. far. Because
I'm pretty sure that like last week he had a huge week.
I don't watch the NFL. So
okay.
Do you clean me?
Great. So we think Curtis is better than advertised.
University of Miami though, so.
All right, you want to do the upset?
Oh,
God, I don't want to talk
the
about it.
The ultimate upset.
I don't want to talk about it.
How could this happen to me? I made my mistakes. My co-lover. The night goes on as I'm fading away. I'm sick of this love.
So, Greg, I know you think it's you.
It's not?
It's not you.
Oh, thank fucking God. It was the worst week of my life.
Heard about it all week.
It's me.
Thank God.
It's the
nuclear hurricane.
Versus Odd Job Squad, which is also Deli Meat, which
that's
is also Dom.
That's what.
Yeah.
That's what really confuses me. So, Deli Meat.
Wait, what's Keisha's fucking picture in hers?
I have no idea. I can't figure out how to zoom in on it.
It looks like it's Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Keish, get in the sleeper chat and let us know what your picture
yeah, what's
is.
What's your picture, bro?
We can't see it.
Be sweet.
Deli Meat. Tony Hawk. Odd Job Squad.
Aaron spent like
and Dom,
an hour on her. On her. Helmet, and it looks great.
You made a helmet?
It's Tetris.
Deli Meats looks good.
Oh.
Watson's Chose looks good.
Not sure how we started talking about this.
Mark on Sleepers. Okay. I love Star Wars, but I don't know. So, I don't know. Cool, bro. You're
so, why? Just when you were making fun of me for needing a mascot, I went and changed my helmet. And
I just
I
thought
like, yeah,
the picture
in.
The picture of you it's and me it. From sophomore year, where we look like I'm pretty ghetto. It's no big deal.
Oh,
drop the world.
Holding like up to, the number ones.
I like yeah. to. I like. To, and you were like Wicked Country.
Am I wearing a 3E hat? No, I'm wearing like all camo.
You're wearing all camo, and nice. I'm wearing all Jordan. So
nice.
We became best friends with that combination. I yeah. just thought it was a cool picture.
How like, times have changed.
It's beautiful.
So the upset, it was me and Dom. I was originally projected for 112 points, and I had a 77% chance to win. Dom was only projected for 96, which is the lowest projected point total after Thursday Night Football in the league.
Damn.
We basically swapped. So in the end, Dom scored 112 and I scored 97. So we basically swapped. That's like a swing.
Swapped?
I don't know.
Damn, you're 1-2 now, bro.
I know.
So you squapped?
We squapped. That's like a swing of 16 maybe points. I still don't remember what the swing's supposed to be. But
I can't believe Keith is undefeated.
Right?
Which ones?
Keith, technically. Senior.
Keith, not Keith.
Junior.
Keith, not Keith.
Well, he's Keith Jr. in our house.
Keith
like,
Sheffer?
Like, yeah, right. we yeah. refer to Keith Jr. As Keith Sheffer.
Keith Jr.
Yeah.
Technically.
Keith Sr., I don't really know who he is, but he will forever
we
be
respect
Keith
him. We respect
yeah. Okay.
We respect
we,
that.
We pray
Keith
to the
Keith.
Keith is
God
respected
every
in the Kessler household.
Yeah, yeah for
good.
Sure.
But let's talk about how Dom punished me. It's kind of, it's kind of a long drop. I don't need this much time. It's basically just Russell Wilson had 41 points.
Oh.
Russell Wilson scored 41 points. Put that in perspective. Why? Also on Dom's team, Todd Gurley, 4 points.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs,
that's a terrible pick.
3 points. Oh. Still beat me.
Stephon Diggs is like, isn't? Oh, he's the receiver.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Yeah.
I think this just goes to, I don't think people realize how significant one player scoring 40 points in fantasy is.
I think that's quarterback? Fairly significant. Yeah.
Oh, remember when I took all the quarterbacks and I thought I took the right one? I was going to take Russell Wilson as my third
Greg
one.
Greg took three of the incorrect quarterbacks.
Yeah,
nice one.
I took two of the incorrect
I literally forced her to take another quarterback.
Yeah. So, Russ, 41 points. What really pissed me off about this is
what pissed you off?
His last rushing touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
There was like
tell me about it.
There was like no reason for the Seahawks to continue playing football.
Huh. Mm.
So they were losing.
Mm-hmm.
Very little time left on the clock. Even if they scored a touchdown, they don't win the game. They still lose. So all you're doing is risking injury.
Yeah.
And they just kept doing it. And he gets this garbage time touchdown.
And
it's like, what are you doing?
What are
fucking
you doing?
Bullshit.
So Dom stomped me out.
Ugh,
fucking
Dom.
Microsoft over here.
I'm not sure how this has anything to do with Microsoft.
They own the Seahawks.
Do they?
Your headphones look like you're gaming for Microsoft.
Yo,
so.
Bro.
Yo, I game. I game? You want to talk to closest competition?
No, no. So close, yet so
far away. So that was loud.
Don't do it.
This also was not you.
What are you talking about?
This is Girl I Want to Montez Sweat You versus Dirk's Unlucky Charms.
All right, the two best teams in the league, in my opinion.
This was the highest 2 point totals in the week.
These are the two best teams in my opinion.
I'm currently playing Dirk, so I'm going to refrain from any commenting.
Well, I think Carson Wentz sucks. So.
Because I have so much to say.
Down with the Bird Gang. Mark scored 144 points. Dirk scored 140 points. It's only a margin of 2.8%. There's not a whole lot to talk about here other than, again, those are the two highest point totals of the week. Dirk started Tyler Eifert and Randall Cobb, but he simply could not overcome those bad starts, even though Keenan Allen scored 37 points for him. Still lost.
Dirk has fucking Julian Edelman on his bench. That's how good Dirk is.
Well, we'll get to how good Dirk is when we get to...
I have Rex Burkhead on my bench, and we're playing each other this week. So.
We'll get to Keith's power rankings. For the record, I just want everyone to be... I want to be clear. I don't know if everyone knows this. The power rankings are done by Keith and Keith only. So I don't want to be... I don't want to be...
Who?
Keith Jr.
Well, Keith Sheffer.
Technically, he's senior this week. But
no, well,
I just... I don't want to take any
I think you're
flack for the power rankings.
No.
That was last week.
No.
Yeah, you're technically...
last week. Sorry.
You want to do the Keith of the Week this week?
I do want to say, while we were on vacation, we landed in Orlando, and I forced Greg to wait in a 20-minute Starbucks line so I could get a coffee. He sat on the ground like a peasant, and I came running back, screaming that I was Keith Sr.
Wow.
The Keith, and then he had to call me Keith for the rest of the week.
I did not.
He did not.
He didn't. But I would yell it randomly at any time.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then here we are. I lost.
Bruh.
So I am no longer Keith Sr.
You had a good run. Aaron, you
had
a good
run
as Keith of the Week. Let's do a new one. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Keith of the Week is... Keith Sheffer!
I was Keith called Keith Sr.
No?
Keith Sr.
Keith Sheffer will for always be Keith Jr. in my mind.
He's Keith of the Week this week. Not. He is undefeated, and Keish Beely lost in the biggest blowout. So it's Keith Sr. He's not here to accept his award, but he's the Keith of the Week.
Can we talk about Bryce and I now?
Well, no, but you can. Go ahead.
It was terrible. I was predicted to win by a lot. His name is literally Greg is my bitch. He's literally the worst team in the league. I had a very good team, and I should have won. And it was the fourth quarter on Monday Night Football, and Mitch Trubisky throws to Allen Robinson for my win, and they're already up in the game, and he throws it into the end zone
for a touchdown, but then it's intercepted.
Oh, no.
And Allen Robinson literally just stands there and game over.
Oh, no. We suck again.
So I lost to a team that's literally called Greg is my bitch. It's embarrassing.
Sorry.
So now I'm 1-2. And Bryce, if you're listening, I truly respect you, my friend. And I've always supported you. You have great taste.
Back to him.
You've had great taste in music. I think you have great daughters. You have a lovely wife. I've always been nice to you. On the podcast last year, whenever we used to say, fuck you, Bryce, I was always there for you. And now it's like you've come full circle. You drink white willies. You drink gin.
Wet willies. Let's not be racist.
You drink all the good stuff, except for you drink a lot of beer. That's fine. You like Asian-inspired food. That's okay. But I just feel like there's a lot of hostility that's not necessary. Mm-hmm. So for the rest of the year, I'm dedicating the season to fucking up Bryce's world.
Oh.
So if anyone has moves that they want to make that will...
I mean, you just said you're his bitch.
That will conspicuously and earnestly hurt Bryce, I am in for it. Because Bryce, I'm going to fuck your world up. I'm coming for you, motherfucker!
It's only a game. Why do you have to be mad?
Alright, let's go. I just lost my soundboard.
Greg just poured himself a drop of wine.
You poured a little droppy drop?
Greg is Bryce's bitch.
Let's do waiver waves. I don't know, man. I can't figure it out. But I can tell you who the waiver.
I picked up Preston Williams today. Big move.
You did? I don't even know who that is.
So Preston Williams went to prep school.
No, we don't care.
No, and next college. Week. Next week.
Josh
next
Rosen.
Week.
It's
next
not week. This week.
Let's talk waivers. Wayne Gallman to Greg. $23.
What the fuck is that?
You fucking added him for $23. The highest fab bid of the week.
Oh, I almost lost that one too.
Oh, yeah. You.
23?
He did $23.
Why did you settle on 23?
Listen to this, though.
Keith? Keith?
$22.
$22.
How'd you know it was going to be 23?
I didn't know.
$1.
Why'd you go up $1?
I literally changed it.
When was this?
Halfway through the day.
Why didn't you tell me? On the toilet at work. Okay.
Yeah. So
Greg's got a new job. He goes to the bathroom a lot.
Wayne Gallman did great at $23, highest fat bid of the week. Keith had a bid at 22. Kurt was at 11. And then this is a theme.
Is this some Greg Keith collusion?
I'm not quite sure how that would work.
How did Sheffers, you know baby? That Keith bid $22?
I don't know. Saquon Barkley's out though, and it worked out really good.
So what made you decide in 23?
He's only like projected to get 10 points.
Okay, so. But why 23?
I don't know.
I need to know.
Just make up something so we can move on.
I love Michael Jordan.
There you go. Michael Jordan, 23.
Okay, well, I don't believe it. But
in a familiar turn of affairs here, Mark bid $2, Bryce bid $0. They pretty much do that on every single person.
Every one of my bets.
Okay.
So next up, we got Sterling Shepard, who went to McGirt at $20.
Ooh, that's your boy, Aaron.
Doubled up Aaron, who bid $10.
Aaron was pissed.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I came home and I said, ugh, what happened to my bids?
That was
Greg informed me.
That was at 10:30. Greg was in bed. Aaron's like,
I came home from work. Greg's in bed.
Yeah. Why did I not get Sterling Shepard? Who's McGurk?
No, I said, what happened?
Who's McGurk?
What happened?
What's your fucking name?
With my waivers.
McGurk.
Greg said, you did really well. You got two. You got your two players. I said, I put in a bid for three. He goes, I don't know. And he wakes up. He shuffles through. McGurk got him. I said, who the fuck is McGurk?
Yeah.
And then I remembered. Yeah. It's Mark. And Mark's better than
it's
everyone.
Not it's Mark. Not Mark.
Okay, what's your fucking name? What's
it's Clayton.
Name?
It's not Clayton. It's Curtis. Kurt McGurk.
Damn it.
Anyways.
What's Curtis's last name?
Mayu.
That's a good name.
Mayu?
Mayu.
I like it.
Where does McGurk come from?
I don't know. Kurt McGurk.
You call him Clayton. Don't look at me like that.
Curtis, get in the sleeper chat. Tell us why your name is McGurk. Yeah. Well, tell Aaron. She's the one that wants to know. Anyways,
what's Mark's name?
Mark's name is Mark.
Mark on Sleeper.
Oh, Mark on Sleeper. Yeah, also, okay, Girl, okay. I Want a Montez Sweat La Long Time is his team name.
Right, I knew that.
And guess
I
what? He bid $2 on Sterling Shepard.
Sure, sure.
Next up, Aaron, you got this guy. Daryl Williams, $12.
Sure.
Big D Will.
So bringing it back to last week's pod, Greg and I do not talk about fantasy football hardly ever.
Okay.
Except for that.
What do you call it when you have the backup on your roster?
A handcuff.
Yeah, she got that handcuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've never got handcuffed before.
Correct. No? And it was very confusing for me.
Do you guys do that?
I have a lot of handcuffs.
No, but you own physical handcuffs.
I own a lot of pairs of handcuffs.
Have you and Katie ever handcuffed?
So then the next one, we got DJ Shark going to Keith.
That's
with
a
11
yes.
dual hairs.
Looking in Andrew's eyes, that's a yes.
I feel like that's the only thing I've heard you say all night.
Katie's fast asleep.
Yeah,
because
she fucking finally pointed her microphone up to her face.
I'm using my mic. I don't know who any D. Williams are.
DJ
She's
Shark,
got all the D. Williams.
But Andrew has handcuffs.
Multiple D. Wills.
Katie's passed out, that's so right. She can't defend herself. They use handcuffs.
Multiple D. Wills. DJ Shark goes to Keith at 11. McGirt bid 9, so that's another somewhat close one. And then look, Bryce comes in with a $0 bid.
Look at
interesting. Do we know if he knows how to bid money?
No, he does. He explained it to us. He wants a chance of it. He thinks it's up to
I'm not convinced he actually knows.
Okay,
how
so
I figured it out.
What is he going to do with his money?
He had it in
his kid's college fund.
He thinks
he's got two kids though.
He thinks it's like fucking
somebody else just
Bitcoin.
Had a kid. Clayton. Dom?
No, Dom.
Dom.
Dom had a kid named
Save
Brady.
Your fabs for your kid's college fund. That's what Bryce is doing.
Really it could be advice. You. It could be Dom's kid, my kid, and Sheffer's kid all at once, but somebody over here.
But we don't have kids.
Somebody over here.
Okay, that's me. That's me.
Speaking of Aaron, Rex Burkhead, $10.
Shit, she's going white.
10. Favorite.
She's not racist.
You beat out
she's
Mark's
really
$0 bid.
Yeah, knew I would.
She's really racist.
Oh, that's not great.
I mean, what do you want me to say?
Speaking of Greg, Josh Allen, $7.
Speaking of racist.
I don't know if I dropped Drew Brees yet or not, but
yeah, you definitely
Doobies?
Did. Drew Brees? I don't know if I dropped Drew Brees yet.
Drew Foots?
So I'm thinking about with Josh Allen. He's got giant hands.
Okay.
Not this week against the Patriots, but the week after. Right. Or I'm still contemplating it because Patriots suck against running quarterbacks.
Okay. That's great. Thanks for letting us know.
Hey, somebody cares.
OJ Howard to Mark at $6. Does anybody care about that?
No.
OJ Howard?
Yep.
Isn't he the tight end from on the Eagles who did really well this week?
Nope. That's Zach Ertz?
No.
Dallas Goedert.
No.
Those are the
OJ
two
Howard
tight ends
just
on
did
the
fucking
Eagles.
Great this weekend.
OJ Howard plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Aaron has broken her microphone.
I'm all fucked up, bro.
Rashad Penny to Mark at $3.
Chardonnay's fucking me up.
Ronald Jones was added by Keith after waivers. And
which Keith?
Keith oh. Senior? Sheffer. Keith
Sheffer.
And then he dropped him for TJ Hawkinson.
Naturally. Yeah. Yep.
Actually.
Yep.
TJ Hawkinson's great. TJ Hawkinson got dripped.
He was dropped by Bryce because Bryce dropped TJ Hawkinson to pick up Jay Ajayi, which is actually pretty savvy.
He's not on our team yet, but great decision.
But a pretty savvy $0 to get Jay Ajayi, who could end up being a starting running back.
You know what's a terrible decision, though, is that your brother bought a Jay Ajayi fucking jersey. That's an official jersey, he said.
Oh, I'm sure he'll respond to this.
No, he bought an Antonio Brown jersey.
That's not an official jersey. He bought a Jay Ajayi official jersey.
Which team?
The Dolphins. He told us this last week.
Right.
I have an official Dolphins Junior Seau jersey. It's upstairs.
That's very nice.
Greg has 7 Kessler jerseys for the Patriots.
Cody Kessler just got picked up.
Thank God. He can finally start wearing those Kessler jerseys.
No, I need to take a piss, but let's burn through these.
Okay.
DK Metcalf. Keesh, $8.
Got dropped by... Could have got him for free. But
he, So what happens is if a player gets dropped... They go on to waivers for like 2 days or something.
Sure.
So you can't pick them up for free. You got to bid on them unless you let those 2 days expire, and then you can pick them up for free. Yeah, we can hear you. Instead of talking into her microphone, Aaron's now just tapping it with her finger. DK Metcalf to Keish at $8, who had been dropped by Keith. And then Carlos Hyde added by Mark after waivers.
9:30.
Relax.
It's 9:30. This is the longest podcast of all time.
So I picked up Preston Williams, who went.
That's for next week.
So he went to college with. He went to high school.
No. This is next week. Stop it.
Picked him up yesterday.
No. Bill Simmons told you all of this.
That's true.
Don't.
It's not my own doing. Pick some teams.
Greg got out of the shower.
This is power rankings.
Listen.
Oh.
To what
something, I'll do it.
Bill Simmons told me.
It's not how it used to be. So Keith cut out the drop for power rankings last week. I don't know if he knows that, but he fucked it all up. All
right. I'll give you a drop. Are you ready for it?
Okay. Yeah.
Look back at it.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go, go, power
rankings. Did it. This is the real drop.
The power is yours.
Oh, hold on. Greg's going to pour himself a sip.
Pour a little drop.
Dumb. Yep.
No, I'm good.
All right, so power rankings. Let's go.
From the top to the bottom.
All right, so Keith's not here.
Sure.
But he told me what he wants the rankings to be. But I'm not, like, prepared for it. This is where you guys vamp.
So you take forever doing everything? We're used to it.
It's not what this is about.
One time, Andrew said he was just going to eat a bowl of cereal and then we could leave.
He literally got in the
car. It was 27 minutes later.
When did that happen?
He got in the car and drove with the bowl of cereal.
Nope. He started eating it at the house.
I drive and eat bowls of cereal all the time.
That's insane. Do you drink the milk?
You like? Nope, he didn't.
It's disgusting.
You know how pour your milk into the cereal? Andrew did that and then mushed it around with a spoon for 7 minutes.
Yes.
Making sure
did not
every grand flake
minutes.
Was covered in milk.
I will tell you this, though.
And then Greg finally saw the eyes that Katie and I were giving him, and he said, maybe we should go. And you said, all right, I'll just eat my cereal in the car. We got in the car, and you just...
How many years ago was this?
It was at your wedding.
I'll tell you this. At your wedding, though, you were ready in 5 minutes.
Nice.
The only thing you've been on time for.
Maybe.
Ever.
You guys want to do power rankings?
No.
Yeah, fuck it, let's go, bro.
Do you want a bowl of cereal?
So I'm not ready for this, so I don't
have... Of course! That's why I started talking about that.
Don't
I don't
care.
Have the drops ready, so I'm just gonna do them with my mouth. Okay?
Bryce's sister just commented on my Facebook. Oh, my Instagram page.
Oh, nice, sister? Dude. Moving in.
Carly? Okay.
Number one, Mark. That's a stay.
Okay.
What
sound effect should we do?
None.
We
meant to get a safe one for stay, so you could just like pretend you're an umpire and call someone safe.
Safe.
There you go.
Okay.
Number two is Keith. That's a riser. There we go. Keith, number two.
Which Keith?
Where the fuck?
Keith Sheffer.
Now I have to read what he texted me.
Jesus Christ.
He texted me what he wanted to do here.
This is Sheffer getting the bran flakes moist.
This is me getting my bran flakes.
Motherfucker was always eating. So Sheffer used to microwave eggs in the morning, and I had a little porch that was attached to our kitchen. It was a porch, so like all the smell from the microwave eggs used to come into my room every morning.
Number three, Aaron.
What's your fucking name?
That's a drop.
What is your fucking name?
That's a drop.
Aaron was number two last week. Now she's number three.
Pussy's dropping into that ass. Is popping.
Woo! Keith and Aaron switched. Number four is Dirk.
Look like the Kessler's family's getting risers.
That's a riser.
Yeah. Me and Dirk bringing us up.
Number five is me. That's a drop.
Yeah.
Number six is...
It's got to be Keish.
Nope. It's McGirt.
McGirt. Mark.
That's pretty crazy.
It's not Mark. It's Curtis.
The standings have...
He's a riser.
The standings have Keish as number five.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
You're on the wrong week.
This is power rankings. This isn't just straight standing. So McGirt was six. Seven is Greg, which...
Wow. That's a big fall. But
no,
that's
it's
okay.
A
big drop.
But I'm number eight in the rankings.
I mean, of what, eight?
Number 8 is Quiche.
Brie, brie, brie.
That's a big Wait, drop. Quiche.
Quiche.
That's Keith
Senior.
That's Keith Senior.
Senior in your house, yeah. So the reason he falls is because Saquon's injury.
Honestly.
That's what Keith wanted me to make clear.
Honestly, the day that
I'll
I beat
you, Quiche.
The day I beat Quiche Senior may have been the best day of my life.
Best day of your life. Wow.
And this is coming up on our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
Chew, chew.
How many teams do we have left? What are we at now?
Two.
Eight?
Two.
Yeah, we got two more.
Eight.
You got your boys.
No, eight. Nine.
You got
Am I on nine?
You got Sheffer representation in the last two.
I think Quiche was eight.
Quiche was eight. Nine is Dom, Odd Job Squad, Deli Meat. That's a stay.
Deli Meat. Mark.
Ten. Yep, that's right. Ten is Watson Schodes, Bryce.
Oh, Greg is my
bitch. That one I actually have a thing for. Bryce, number 10.
Suck.
Where's Curtis?
Curtis was six.
Shit.
What are you? What is this?
I thought sense. He was four.
Curtis Aaron's was, waving number four.
I no, thought
he was seven in the rankings. So in
Keith's not here. Everything's falling apart.
No, that's good. I feel like that's good.
Okay. All right.
Is she in the bed?
She's in the bed. She's definitely having a rough night because her contacts were on the toilet seat. I was like, "What are those?"
They're saline in your bathroom.
They're like crumpled into balls.
But so like there's, on the toilet seat.
Yeah.
So she threw up.
I have a.
That's what I would take from that.
I have a contact holder. Over
I'm here. Not above that. That could be me in 20 minutes.
I have a contact holder.
For sure.
No, we have a contact holder.
For sure.
And we
from it's our, too late. They're like crumpled
no,
in the balls.
Don't use the holder. Yeah, we do have saline though.
There's saline in your bathroom.
That's right.
All our friends have contacts.
Except for
and
us.
And they all leave their perfect. Contact solution here.
And the German citizens made great.
We're the Aryan race. So.
Wow. You want to do next week?
It doesn't matter.
I'd like to look back at it.
All right. Let's burn through these. Yep. I don't have a lot to say, so we're just gonna do picks. How's that?
Pick him up.
All right.
Sounds
the first.
Good. I'm gonna beat Dirk.
All right. The first matchup is Nuclear versus the colluding Sheffers. It's me versus Curtis.
Thank you. I was just about to say.
Yeah, you were gonna say Mark.
Yo, he already got 37.
I know. Yeah, that's because Devontae Adams set a career high in yardage.
I'm picking Curtis.
All right. Aaron?
Sorry, I love you, but...
No, that makes sense.
What are my options?
Me or Curtis?
Curtis or Sheffer? You created a monster.
Sheffer.
I appreciate the...
Would you like some more?
No.
Drink her wine, you pussy.
Help me, I'm poor.
I'm poor. No, I'm not drinking her wine right
drink
now.
Drink my
I'm
wine.
I'm trying to drink some Pedialyte.
Help me,
I'm gonna pick. I'm going to pick Curtis here.
You're a fucking loser.
Why you wouldn't you vote for yourself?
Because he had a massive week out of Devontae Adams. So
if
I think
you
he's going to beat me.
Don't
we're
do
going to be homecoming king, would you vote for yourself?
She's about to pour Pedialyte into
absolutely don't do that.
Wine.
It's going to be fine.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
She's going to ruin it.
Drink that. You should drink that. I'm drinking that.
I'm
great.
Fine.
I'm drinking that great. Next matchup is Martez Sweatla Longtime versus Greg.
Mark. I know that one is Mark.
No, it's not.
It is Mark.
It's me.
Mark versus you.
I have.
Greg has poor management skills.
That's not true.
Mark versus Greg. I'm picking Mark.
Listen, I got Preston Williams in the starting lineup.
No, you don't. That's not even a person.
Listen, Preston Williams went to college and high school.
Next week.
Oh,
no, no, no.
He went to college?
No.
With Josh.
No, Williams. No.
He was the number one graded receiver.
No, no, no. This is next week's material.
And Gallman.
No.
Whoever Gallman
no.
is.
Wayne Gallman.
No.
Pick him up.
Okay. So you're picking yourself.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Aaron?
Mark.
I'm picking Mark.
Pussies.
All right. Next matchup. This one's big. All right. This one's big.
This is the biggest.
It's not the biggest.
It's the biggest.
But I'm just going to do this for it. It's Aaron versus Dirk.
Yeah, it's the biggest.
Guys, I'm drinking Electro Lit.
Oh,
shit.
Picking myself. It's
lit. That's nice.
Dirk changes his Instagram name once a week.
Really? How do you do that? I'd love to change mine.
It's all based on his location.
So he changes
it's
locations
admirable.
All the time.
And this
Philly man, Dilly Dirk.
He finally moved out of his brother's frat
Broad house Street Dirk
to move to an apartment in Broad
Tampa
Street,
Dirk,
which is like a shitty fucking section of Philadelphia. So he lives in Broad Street now.
Okay.
And he's now Broad Street Dirk, which is pretty scary.
Also,
my car got robbed. Well, my dad's car got robbed when I was with my dad, and we lost everything we had.
I'm so sorry.
There is a
Broad Street.
Dirk has a parody account. Based on him.
This is a true story.
Called Ding Dong, It's Dirk.
I literally DM'd him and said, hey, you're invited to my wedding. And whoever, this girl that used to date
runs the parody account. Runs this account. Of Ding Dong, It's Dirk.
What do you mean a parody account?
It's from what I know, that could be completely wrong.
No, this is a true story.
His ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, it's a girl that dated Dirk. And now
she's made an Instagram account called Ding Dong It's Dirk, which I think is phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Ding Dong It's Dirk.
And she takes real pictures of him and crops herself in.
What the fuck?
And crops and like photoshops him at random places.
It says formerly abroad, getting weird, AZZZZ, eggplant emoji, hang loose sign.
Correct. Because he used to live in Australia.
It's a girl from Australia. Who
we think?
What in the world?
I was messaging.
Anyways,
I was messaging him.
Tell us about this
because I was messaging him about the wedding because I haven't seen him in years, and he's a Phillies fan or a Philadelphia.
So rather than sending a formal invitation like a normal human, Greg invited somebody via Instagram.
It was a bet
to our wedding.
Like, hey, if the Eagles win, you have to come to my wedding.
Wait, the third picture from Ding Dong, It's Dirk.
Ding.
Is Dirk with short hair.
Correct.
And a girl. Is this the girl?
Yes, that's the girl.
I don't know. I
got photoshopped in.
No. That's a real picture of him. I think.
Let me look it up.
I'm following them now.
But anyways, Greg invited Ding Dong It's Dirk to our wedding.
No. From the very, very bottom. Like
not the real Dirk.
Like fourth, maybe.
Oh, I don't know.
Wow.
If you want to follow Dirk on Instagram, it's now Broad Street Dirk.
I'm more interested in following Ding Dong at Stirk,
me too.
To be honest.
Me too.
So that's who I'm following.
Broad Street Dirk does have some good stories.
Why is there a wedding ring?
That girl is the girl from college. I know her.
Why is there a picture of a wedding ring and it says, what happens in Brazil stays in Brazil, unless it doesn't.
Well.
Whoops. He YOLO. Just because it's your first doesn't mean it's your last.
He went to Brazil.
Because what happens in Brazil, say he's in Brazil.
Dirk, you got a lot of shit you got to tell us, man.
No, I mean,
like,
I'm following now. Ding Dong,
he's,
Dirk.
He's got the sexy Dirk crab leg.
There he is. Anyways, let's get back to it. It's Aaron versus Dirk. It's our closest projected matchup after Thursday
so,
football.
I think that I could make moves to make my projection higher, but I'm really holding out.
Okay.
On Darrell Williams.
D-Will.
D-Will.
We don't know what D-Will
I'm not sure what D-Will I have in the lineup, if we're being honest.
The one that's healthy.
That's a good thing.
Felger got them confused, so there's no way I'm going
to
be able to not get them confused.
To Felger and Mass.
Yeah,
I don't. I listen to Tetra and Reg.
I hate Felger.
Felger is an asshole.
What do you listen to?
I'm an EEI guy.
Oh.
Till the day I...
The
hub is bullshit, bro.
No, it's not.
So you listen to Callahan?
God. Oh, sorry.
I love Callahan. Dude, the Kirk and Callahan show was the best radio show.
Yeah, and Kirk's gone.
It was
and Kirk's gone.
And he's gone. And Callahan's gone.
And
literally just
Kirk
trolls.
Went to Barstool.
They weren't trolls.
Kirk went to Barstool.
They weren't trolls. Fucking... Anyways.
Anyways.
Aaron versus Dirk.
I'm going to pick Aaron.
If my players
booty.
Do well, I think I could come out on top.
Oh my God.
But I also think my luck's running short.
Speaking of Dirk, have you guys heard this?
They want to know who's
Dirk.
Oh. Dear God.
Dirk.
Who made that?
Who? What?
Fuck yeah.
What do you mean, who made that? It's a song.
But
He lowered the volume and sang it.
And I said Dirk.
Not today. He played a button.
No.
Yeah.
He played a button.
Yeah.
No, he turned the volume down and said Dirk.
Not today.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Not right now.
He recorded.
Oh, watch this. So you don't think he did that in his house by himself? Well, Katie was gone.
Yeah, I did do it in my house.
Yeah, he did.
Anyways, I'm picking.
Who did
Aaron.
That? Do you want Akon know why? Did that.
Do you want to know why I'm picking Aaron?
Sure. Why?
Because
I'd like to know.
His team is a roller coaster.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's boom or bust.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He boomed last week. Mm-hmm. He's gonna bust this week.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm picking Aaron. Aaron, did you pick yourself?
Of course, I always vote for myself.
That's a clean sweep for Aaron versus.
Do you want to stay at our house and watch the Red Zone tomorrow? Because we have all of the NFL channels, so we've never watched any of them.
God, I would love to, but
don't.
I got some shit. We got to pick up our dogs.
I'm gonna sleep until 1
p.m.
We're
probably not gonna watch one NFL game tomorrow.
Let's go to the next matchup: Watson's Chodes versus Oddjob Squad, who is also Deli Meat, who is also Dom.
Oh,
didn't we
baby.
Just do Dom?
This is the battle of the basement.
Who's Oddjob?
Fuck Bryce.
That's Dom.
That's Dom, baby.
Who's the other one?
Bryce.
Greg's bitches?
Yeah.
Greg's my bitch.
Yes, right.
That's right. I'm your bitch. Not Bryce.
Yeah, you are.
Not Bryce.
All right, you guys got to make some picks here.
Bryce versus Dom.
I'll fucking kill you.
I feel like this is a lose-lose. Who'd you pick?
Dom. What's your fucking name?
Who do you pick, Jeff?
I'm going to pick Dom.
Fuck yeah, you are. California kid. It's called an almond farm.
Walnuts.
What?
Walnuts. He has a walnut farm.
I'm picking Bryce because Bryce's granddaddy has a wine farm.
No, he does not. It's not.
Yeah, he does.
Totally. They're just picking
they make
grapes.
Wine.
Whatever.
All right, two Doms, one Bryce. Last.
I got you, Bryce.
Fuck you, Bryce.
Last matchup.
I love you, Bryce.
We haven't heard it yet. It's C-Mac.
Who the fuck is C-Mac?
C-Mac and me versus Galladay Road. It's a showdown because this is the Derby della Keith. This is Keith versus Keith.
This is the real Keith of the week.
This is Keith versus Keith. This is our showdown.
Let's do it.
Keith versus Keith. I'm taking, I'm going to stay in the flames with the undefeated C-Mac and me.
You would.
So there you go.
Keith Jr. is undefeated?
Keith Jr. inside the Kessler household is undefeated.
I'm going Keith Sr.
Who did he play last week?
I don't know. Who knows? But
who did I lose to?
What does that matter?
Aaron's wasted.
I think you lost to him last week.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Ow.
Who you got? Keith Sr. or Keith Jr.?
There's a great petting farm up the road from us, all about Franklin.
Just pick the fucking pick so we get out of here.
I just want to look. Keith Jr. versus Keith Sr.?
That's right.
I'm going to... I think Keith...
Greg, did you pick?
I'm going with Keith Sr.
What the fuck is that?
Bruh.
I'm going to pick Keith Sr.
All right, so you both have Keith Sr. and I have Keith Jr.?
Yes.
Can you see your record?
That's literally the end of it because this is probably a 3-hour podcast at this point.
Do it.
Is there anything else?
I'll listen to it.
Is there anything else that you guys want to talk about?
Aaron, where did you get your period?
Oh my God.
Game over here.